What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
What are you even worried about?
Well, I'm worried about where I'm going to live. That's the housing crisis we're dealing with, right? So this week, I wanted to focus on the student angle for our Why or Worry Week dilemma. How is this housing crisis affecting us, the students? To flesh it out, I had a little chat with Jonathan Gee, the president of New Zealand Student Union Association, to hear how students are being impacted by this.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of pressures on housing in terms of students at the moment. Particularly, we see that in Auckland and Wellington, where house prices are going up and there's limited supply of housing. So I guess the flow-on effect for students is that higher rents as a result of that. And it means that also that students have less power with their landlords when they're having to compete for flats as opposed to being able to choose a number of flats to live in. So it is quite a tough time in terms of housing for students right now.
So do you think not only landlords but potentially universities are taking advantage of students coming into the housing, new housing situations now?
Yeah, I think we saw a bit of that at the beginning of the year, particularly when student financial support increased. Some landlords took the opportunity to increase their rents by $50 a week in line with that increase. Little did they know that, you know, actually that $50 increase was just to meet basic needs and it wasn't actually extra money, extra disposable income in the pockets of students. So, you know, I definitely see that actually, you know, some landlords are taking advantage. Definitely not all, though. I think some of them are very understanding. But, you know, it takes a small number of landlords to abuse the system to create this anxiety amongst students.
In terms of university residency, do you think having residency with such an extreme cost as it is a viable option for students these days?
Is this in terms of halls of residence?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think from on the one hand, halls of residence, they do provide some important value, I think, to students, particularly if they're going into their first year and they're transitioning from leaving their hometown and being, you know, making sure that they're part of the community. And a lot of universities, they do manage that halls experience really well in terms of pastoral support, in terms of mentoring and that sort of thing. So I think that's really valuable. Though, as you mentioned, on the other hand, it does come with a significant financial cost. And, you know, I know from my own experience being in a hall in my first year that it was a very significant cost for someone who whose parents were on relatively low income, and me as a first in my family to go to university. I had no connections at university. It was important for me to go into a hall, but that cost was a really big barrier for me in terms of deciding to go to university. So, you know, I think cost is definitely a barrier for a number of students.
How much do you think the cost of housing is starting to impact on students and their academics and just the stress of that situation?
Yeah, so I think it is quite, you know, to answer that question is quite simple. You know, rents are going up, which means that students have to spend more time at work to earn more money away from their studies. Which affects their academic success. You know, the fact that students are focusing on the economic survival rather than academic success actually implicates the whole country in terms of our ability to succeed and start working to contribute to society. So I think it does have quite significant effects for students. I think the other thing that I'd say is that actually beyond study, when students graduate, there are some significant financial implications as well. You know, we are the generation who are acquiring about $16 billion of student debt, which is the current national student loan balance. Yet we're going in, you know, once we graduate and we want to start families, we're going into a housing market where home ownership is, you know, often just a dream for many of us, despite having qualifications and hopefully good jobs at the end of it. So it is definitely a tough time to be a student and a really big cost to our generation.
Do you have any anecdotal evidence of how difficult it has been for some students?
Yeah, I think, is this in terms of the cost of it or in terms of having trying to find a flat?
Either or, yeah.
Yeah, I think, well, actually both, I've got sort of anecdotal evidence, particularly in Wellington, in terms of trying to find flats. Stories have come out beginning of this year, beginning of last year, and the year before that, about students lining up, trying, you know, to, when there's a flat viewing, because so many people are looking for flats at that time. And, you know, we're competing with young professionals and others and families, also trying to find a place. And, you know, the students who've talked to me have said that at times, when they've gone into these properties, the landlord or the property manager is asking, how much are you willing to pay in terms of rent? So basically putting it to the highest bidder. And again, as I mentioned, putting a student against a young professional who's earning a full-time income versus a student who's maybe earning the student allowance, for example, that puts us in a very weak financial position to compete for flats.
I then spoke with resident BFMer and second-year student Jennifer Rose Tamati on what it's like being a student living out of home.
First of all, I'm eligible to receive student allowance as well as the accommodation supplement, which was particularly helpful in my first year because I didn't want to have to work in the first year because I was quite nervous about the time and the workload of studying. I wasn't sure what to expect. So my first year was actually great, but I did have a really tight budget. I think I had out of rent, I had about $80 a week that I lived off, and so at least 20 of that went on to public transport, and the rest was basically food. This year I work 12 hours a week, so that's two shifts over 2 days. The money is really helpful. It's given me a lot more flexibility, but obviously that has taken up a lot of time. That's 12 hours where I'm not able to do readings or assignments. I have one day where I'm not expected to be anywhere and not paid or paying to be anywhere, which is a Sunday, and that's the day that I can do things like my washing. I can clean my room, I can do grocery shopping. So it's just a really, really, really tight schedule. I don't really have any time, any day, not to be doing something.
How much stress does that add to an already stressful workload?
I think when you're not stressed, it's very manageable. When there is a lot on, when I have three assignments due in 1 week, it is really stressful. I just have to stay up later, have to get up earlier. Yeah. there's no time to, or there's no space to really fight against it.
Has finding accommodation been a struggle for you in amongst the housing crisis at all?
I was really lucky. When I moved to Auckland, I had a friend who had a house that had actually pretty cheap rent, far cheaper than I was expecting to have to pay. They had a flatmate moving out in the week that I needed to move in, so it was pure coincidence and luck, really, that I was able to find somewhere like that. Even so, it is still tight on the budget. If I were to be looking for another house, I think I would find it very difficult.
Finally, I had a quick chat with our resident Green Desk reporter and student Jack Marshall and asked him how the housing crisis has impacted his balance with his academics.
It's definitely made it a lot more expensive just to rent and be a student and live and get by. It's made renting a very large piece of the money factor in my everyday life.
How do you think it's impacted on your academics?
It's definitely seen, I'm not sure if my grades have gone down, but it's definitely meant that I've had to prioritize working over studying, like getting a second job and spending less time studying and doing what I should be doing and just more time having to hustle and get jobs and do things like that.
Worry Week on The Wire.